The Science Show on RN, where last week we went to our oldest museum, now reborn and opened last Saturday. And after the Australian Museum, let's visit the WA Museum, already open for 2 weeks and doing so very well. Here's director Alec Coles.
So the new museum in Perth is the WA Museum Bulabardip. Bulabardip means many stories in the local Noongar language.
Many stories, absolutely. And I must confess, I have just done a drone tour of the huge museum and I'm quite giddy by the size and also terribly impressed by the combination of traditional buildings and brand new glass 21st century ones. How did you manage that?
Well, I have to pay tribute to the architect, Hasselplus OMA, for that. They've done a fantastic job. And in fact, one of the comments that a number of people have made is the extraordinary integration of the old and the new. So we have a series of five heritage buildings spanning a period from about 1855 up to 1913. And then, of course, we have all the new build, and they've managed to knit them all together quite brilliantly, including for anyone who visited the old site when it was fully functioning, would know that it was actually very difficult to navigate around. Some of the differences in levels were really difficult.
I remember it well.
You would
yes.
remember it, you know, going all the way to one end of the building to get a lift and then all the way back down to get a lift to the other bit. Well, now there is a horizontal loop that's a key part of the design that allows you to go right around the building at level one without ever going up a step.
Yeah, once I took the wrong turn and I ended up in Fremantle.
Yeah, there's every chance. Every chance that was true.
Now, how was the opening?
The opening was fantastic. So on Saturday morning, our Premier, Mark McGowan, and our Minister, David Templeman, performed the official opening with a largely number of people who were members of the public who had applied for time tickets through a ballot because we knew we would be overwhelmed by the number of people who would want to come in. The great thing is that the government has guaranteed free admission for the next 18 months at least, but we still had to have ticketing just to control the numbers, obviously. We said for this first week, you know, we reckon we'd get about 50,000 people through. Well, we actually had demand for 420,000 tickets.
Wow.
Which, as I say, is more people than visited the old museum in a year.
Isn't that incredible? Well, last week when we had Kim McKay on the radio talking about the Australian Museum, which by an amazing coincidence opened a week after yours, she said she was having free entry. And I think the fact that you're both doing it is a mark of civilization in these difficult times. Thank you.
Well, I would agree with that, obviously, and I certainly pay tribute to the government. You know, at a time when the economy has not been at its best, we've had to deal with COVID, but something like this, and certainly in Kim's case with the Australian Museum and here with the WA Museum Bulabardip, which, as you say, is of such a scale, you're never going to see it in one or two or three or 10 visits. You're going to need to come back and back and back. And that's why the free entry is really important, I think.
I mentioned glass in the beginning, and I wasn't talking only about architecture. I was talking about sponges. The promise was, when I did an interview about a year ago with one of your scientists, the promise was those sponges at the bottom of the sea with those metre-long swords of glass holding them to the floor. What's it look like, that exhibition?
Well, actually, the sponges are featured in a whole number of places, and there's a wonderful sponge garden which features many, many species. The person you will have spoken to last year is the wonderful Dr. Jane Fromont. Yeah, and actually, one of our staff told me the other day they found a lady in front of that who was actually in tears because she thought it was such a beautiful display. I mean, there's a serious side to this, as you all know, Robin. Sponges, in order to maintain their bit of personal space, as it were, will exude chemicals to prevent other things growing around them. And the medical potential of those kind of chemicals is absolutely immense. So behind this very aesthetic, very beautiful display of sponges, based very much on Jane's research, is a very serious story whereby we have a big collection in our research centre, deep frozen to something like minus 82 degrees Celsius. And those tissues are being used in all kinds of medical research, particularly in cancer treatment.
Isn't that incredible? Now, the range, I think you can predict what you've got there. We've talked about some of the water archaeology. You've got, obviously, a separate museum for marine archaeology and the marine side, but you've also got representations in your new museum, as well as some of the Aboriginal history. What's that like as a display?
Well, the great thing about that is it's not a single display. There is indeed a display which we call Nalan Kurrat Bujawurrun, which means our heart country spirit, which is the first gallery you encounter as you come in, which really provides you with a welcome into the Whadjuk Noongar country on which we're based, but then takes us to, you know, Aboriginal cultures right around the state and deals with some pretty contested histories as well, as you might imagine. But the comment that so many people have made to me is they've never actually seen Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander narratives so deeply and widely woven throughout the whole museum. So there isn't a single one of the eight galleries where you will not find, you know, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voices. And so a great example of that is a gallery called Origins, which deals with from the beginning of the universe, really, right up to the most contemporary science, the Murchison Widefield Array, part of the Square Kilometre Array radio telescope. And throughout that gallery, there's a wonderful introductory immersive area, a local Noongar man, Noel Nanup, narrating stories of the night sky. If you go around, you'll see one of my favourite places in WA featured, which is Murujuga, otherwise known as the Burrup Peninsula, where you've got Aboriginal petroglyphs going back about 50,000 years at least. And yet, if you trace the age of these things, you'll start to see marine animals turn up from, I guess, about 8,000-9,000 years ago because of the change in sea level. And I always say that's like a human chronicle over geological time. And I don't think there's anything quite like it in the world anywhere. And we've featured that there because it tells a very important geological Earth story, but also an amazing the longevity of those human stories as well.
Well, it's an incredible triumph, really. And I can't wait to see it. But the only problem is, of course, it's slightly more difficult now to go west if you happen to be in another state, or let alone another nation. But I'm hoping soon it will be quite straightforward. And I wish you the best of luck with it. I think it's an absolute triumph. Well done.
No, well, thank you. Work of a lot of people over a long period of time, successive governments here, and we're so proud of it. I'm so proud of my staff, actually. They've had to work at a pace that I don't think any of us ever imagined before, but they pulled it off. We very much look forward to welcoming you over here when you can travel unfettered.
Thank you so much, Alec.
Great pleasure. Thank you.
Alec Coles, director of the ever-so-new Great Museum in Perth, WA. Can't wait.